In the news, Thai police have released video of the suspected bomber in Monday's deadly blasts in Bangkok. At least 22 people died, and 120 others were injured. Most of them were foreigners. The video was taken from a security camera outside the Erawan Shrine, where the explosions occurred. It shows a dark-haired man in a yellow shirt. The man sits and takes off his backpack on a bench, leaving it behind as he walks away. Police said the blast occurred shortly after he left. Another explosion occurred on Tuesday in Bangkok. It happened after someone dropped an explosive device off the King Toxin Bridge. The explosion occurred in the water and did not cause injuries. Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said Tuesday the government will work to find the perpetrators and bring them to justice as soon as possible. Rain has fallen in China's northeastern port city of Tianjin, where two large chemical explosions occurred last week. Officials there are trying to prevent the spread of dangerous chemicals and explosives from the site. Officials have assured the public that measures are in place if the chemicals spread. However, it was not immediately clear whether Tuesday's rain would cause the spread of toxic chemicals and dangerous materials. Authorities say some 3,000 tons of hazardous materials were stored at the site at the time of the explosions last week. The chemicals included sodium cyanide and potassium nitrate. The United Nations told Greece on Tuesday it must show much more leadership as more than 160,000 refugees and migrants arrive in the country. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said the Greek government has a responsibility to do more, and the European Union must also support Athens in the refugee crisis. On Tuesday, six Syrian migrants, including a young child, drowned off the Turkish coast as they tried to reach the Greek island of Kos.